Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, minus Wojo, though. Wojo, I'm assuming, will be back tomorrow night. So just bogey this evening leading you up to big Pistons Magic game here at Little Caesars Arena. We'll see if Michigan State, by the way, can bounce back here to open up this Maui Invitational, down 32-28 at the half to Virginia Tech. Not a great start for Tom Izzo and Michigan State out there in Maui. But look, we got to jump right into the Lions here. And the phone number is 248-539-9797. I got the ticket text pulled up here at 97136. Sweet, sweet vindication for me yesterday. Okay? And I said it last week. I said it on Game Day Uncensored yesterday morning when everyone's like, the Lions can't lose. They can't lose to the Redskins. The 1-9 Redskins with nobody going to their stadium. And Dwayne Haskins, who looks like an unprepared rookie quarterback, not ready to go out there and play, let alone get a victory, right? The Lions can't do it. And I said, oh, but guys, this is what the Lions do. They make anybody look more competent than they actually are. Dwayne Haskins didn't even really play all that well. I mean, Terry McLaurin wide open all game, burning Darius Slay all afternoon. Hashtag shutdown corner Darius Slay, who wants a raise when he can't even slow down a rookie in Terry McLaurin. If Dwayne Haskins was any kind of a quarterback, Terry McLaurin probably had like 3 touchdowns yesterday against the Redskins, okay? Wide open. Lions weren't prepared. Sloppy game. Jeff Driscoll comes back down to earth. Interception after interception. Only the Lions can make Dwayne Haskins, a rookie, unprepared quarterback, and this awful Redskins team look like a competent NFL unit, okay? So now you start to have the conversation, at least I think everyone is now having the conversation, maybe we were a little bit preemptive in doing so a few weeks ago, about Matt Patricia and about Bob Quinn, okay? And I want to simply ask 2 things for Lions fans, all right? One, what is it that you buy into with the Lions right now? Okay, is it that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, they need to be let go? Is it Martha Ford is going to be the one that lets them go? You have faith that Martha is so urgent, so eager to build this thing into a winner before she ultimately, unfortunately, passes, that she's going to let them go. Do you buy into what Patricia was saying earlier in Allen Park? You got to trust the process. You know, this is going to be it's going to be a process. They're seeing progress from guys every single day. You know, the guys that they draft, the young guys, are working to get better. Do you really think that this needed to be torn down a little bit in order to have the bigger payoff, in order to get better down the line after these, you know, 2 disastrous seasons under Matt Patricia? So, again, number one, what do you buy into as a Lions fan right now here moving forward, all right? The phone number is 248-539-9797. But the other question that I have, and this is the one that I was racking my brain, finally getting rid of my leaves in the front yard earlier today because, yeah, I accidentally let it go too long and then it snowed and now it's finally thawed and I was able to get to it. Boy, was that muddy, and I ran out of a lawn bag, so I got to go get another one tomorrow and I got to finish that last pile. You don't care about that. My next question is, why are the Lions the team that Detroit can't quit? Okay? And what I mean by that is the Lions have been, for our entire life, a complete embarrassment and a total waste of time. It's been, well, this GM couldn't get it done, but you know what? The next guy is going to be able to get it done. You know, this head coach, well, you know what? He needs some time. He'll get it. Joey Harrington, he's the future. He's the franchise at the quarterback position. Nope. Jim Caldwell was supposed to be the guy. Matt Patricia was supposed to be the guy. We all know what's going on here. The Lions have been and are an awful and the worst NFL franchise that we know of. So why is it that people simply cannot let go? Continue watching, continue supporting, continue going to the games Thursday, Thanksgiving. I can think of about a million other things that I would rather do than go sit at Ford Field and watch two teams that are absolutely awful, but really the one team that we focus on here is the Detroit Lions. What is it? Think about the Red Wings. 30 years of elite. You know, 30 years of the right GM, the right scouting department, playoff appearances, playoff runs, Stanley Cups, legendary players. And you know what you've done with the Wings? You're probably not watching them as much. They're going through a rebuild. You got Steve Yzerman back. It's going to take time. I think they'll get it right, but you don't care right now. With the Pistons, the Bad Boys, that era was unbelievable, right? Couple of championships. The going-to-work Pistons, great era of basketball. You know what you've done to a franchise that's actually given you something in return? I'm looking around at it right now. People are not showing up. People are not caring. I don't even have to tell you about the Tigers. I mean, no one was at Comerica Park this past year, and they gave us an 11-year run going for a World Series. Why is it that you can walk away and stop caring about those three franchises at a moment's notice? The moment they get bad, you're done. You're out. The Lions have been this bad and this pathetic our entire life, and we continue to sit here and say, well, I got to get out there. You know, well, I'm going to go to the game. Well, you know, 1 o'clock kick, I got to be there. I'll do the Leafs after. What is it about this franchise that Detroit just simply cannot quit? The phone number is 248-539-9797. I got the ticket text here at 97136. Quick ticket text. Bogey, how did the Rutgers prediction go? What a tool. Great bet by Sully. I thought we were going to get the back door there. All we needed was one Rutgers touchdown there, and we just couldn't get it. Darn it. And that's a tough place to play, too. North Piscataway. That's no picnic. Let's talk to JR in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, JR?
Hey, man. What's going on, Chief?
You tell me, boss.
Hey, man. I just wanted to say, man, I'm in my 50s, and I've been following the Lions since they were set to Silver Dome and all that, you know. And it's like they build you up to let you down. So now I always feel like they give you a good game, but we already know what the end result going to be. You already know we're going to lose in the end. So, but they give you a good dang on game, though, man. It is crazy. I don't understand it.
So let me try and understand this. Then they basically play just well enough, or they have just good enough of a season to basically just keep you reeled in.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, my wife, she always be like, why do you keep watching that, getting your blood pressure up and all? I say, hey, honey, I don't know. I don't even wear the colors now anymore on the Sundays. I used to get up every Sunday. I'll be back, honey. I'm going to watch a game. I got my Lions gear and all that shit on, stuff on, excuse me. But now I just walk out, man, and I got all black now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't deserve, you know, for us to be wearing the stuff and supporting the team and, you know, being all excited about it. I mean, look, I get it. Trust me. If I – and I've said this. I mean, I have to watch. It's just – it's a part of the gig. If I were – say I'm working for, you know, a mortgage company, right? You know, let's say I cash in all my chips, okay? And I appreciate the call, JR. Say I cash in all my chips and I just say, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go work for D. Hall over at Hall Financial, okay? Say I do that, right? I'm not dedicating my Sunday afternoons to watching the Detroit Lions. Like, the moment I'm done doing this for a living, I'm not watching this team. I'm not watching the Wings. I'm not watching the Pistons. I'm not watching the Tigers unless they give me a reason to watch. You know, like, I have to. I'd be watching Red Zone or whatever other game really interests me that either A, I have fantasy implications on, or maybe I just put money on. That's what I would be doing with my Sundays. I'm not going to waste my time even watching, let alone going down to Ford Field. But we continue to get, you know, people that just, instead of doing what you do with the Wings, the Pistons, and the Tigers, where you just flat out don't show the F up. You're just done. You don't buy tickets. You don't care. That's over. Show me something on paper. Show me that you're building a winner, and maybe the fan will buy back in. With the Lions, there's never anything there. Ever. And no one ever quits. No one ever says, I'm done. I'm out. What is it about this team?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.